Okay, we're recording, so I have the microphone right in front of my phone, so hopefully this will come out clear.
Okay. All right, that's great. Let's start with myself. I'm Justin Colell, the coordinator. Let's go right down the list. Lee Wells, District 1.
I'm here.
Great, okay. Lisa Nelski, District 2.
Here.
Okay, Bill Zimmerman, District 3.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Jerry Kolke, District 4.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Randy Laufer, District 5.
Present.
Okay. That's awesome. Did we get Justin O'Day on the phone?
We did.
Yeah, I'm on.
Great. Okay. And then Kevin, I think you're here too?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, great. Did we get Danielle?
Yes, I'm here, Justin.
Awesome. Okay. And then Chris Walker, secretary.
I'm here.
Okay. Do we have any other attendees of the meeting?
Nope.
Okay. Great. That's awesome. So I think you're still the chair, Jerry, until we get to that part. Do you want to call us to order so we can review and approve the minutes from both December 7th and November 2nd?
Okay, I can do that. So we'll officially call it to order. Excuse me. And we'll move right into reviewing and approving of the minutes from December 7th and November 2nd. So if we have comments or discussion or a motion to approve one or both.
I move to approve.
Both of them, Bill or Lee?
It wasn't Lee, but that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'll second it.
Okay, so it must have been Bill or Randy. Who was it?
That was Lee.
Yeah.
All right.
No, who made the motion? Who made the motion?
Randy.
Randy did. Okay.
Okay.
Randy did. Okay. So I have a motion by Randy and a second by Lee to approve the December 7th and November 2nd meetings. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same. So we've approved the minutes. And so we moved to item two, which is elect officers for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess... we can open up the office of chair, or we can open up all three, but office of chair.
Mr. Chairman.
Pardon?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the existing officers we have to continue on. It's a railroad job.
Yeah. So happy railroad, here it comes. Okay, did I hear a second?
Yeah, Randy, second.
Okay. Any other, well, let's see. We have a motion and a second to adopt the officers as currently placed. Any other discussion? Okay, again, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Anybody, please? Oh. All right. So we're back at it for 2021. And then we can move into proposed update of bylaws. And Justin, I guess it comes back to you to give us a quick update on what's going on.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what we'd like to do is update our bylaws, and I can explain kind of a summary. There's really not not that many changes. I attached the bylaws to the email, so you guys could look over those to your satisfaction. The only thing I've changed, really, is the table at the very end that shows the board members' appointment dates and end dates when the terms expire, to keep that current. And then also, I've enumerated the schedule of our meetings. Section 15, it actually says now, instead of kind of a extremely generic statement like that we had before about sort of the setup of meetings, now it actually says regular meetings shall be held the first Monday of February, May, August, and November. So the appeal meeting that we had as sort of the fifth floating meeting is kind of now put into the bylaws as one of the normal meetings, February, May, August, and November. That way we have those four, and then we can also, the next sentence says, special meetings shall be at the call of the chair. This way we have a simplified method to actually post notice. In RCW 1710, it says that you can list in your bylaws when your meetings are, and that way it counts as posting notice. We don't want to, you know, get caught somebody saying, hey, you didn't, you know, actually post when your meetings are, so we're going to do our due diligence to actually publish when all the meetings are every time. But this will also count as publishing our meetings. We want people to know when our meetings are, so this will be another way that we can potentially get the word out if people are if people are reading the bylaws. And since we always seem to put it on the first Monday of each of those months, then this way it'll be kind of codified. And it also says that you can modify the meeting days in the same way. So let's see where it says. So there's a sentence that says, when a regular meeting meeting day falls on a legal holiday, the Noxious Weed Control Board will convene at the call of the chair. And that's kind of the same sort of deal. It says, if no matters over which the Noxious Weed Control Board has interest are pending, a meeting may be canceled at the notice of the chair. So it's the same sort of thing where we can still modify them, but this is sort of the template schedule. So that's what we wanted to do for the bylaws. That's everything we're changing. It's pretty basic.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
The changes you're doing, are they the ones that underlined?
So let's see. Underlining. In the draft that I put out, I'm not seeing where it's underlined.
Okay, I was looking at something, maybe came out this morning, some was underlined and some were crossed out.
Oh, are you thinking about maybe the House bill at the state level? If that has underlining.
I bet Randy is looking at the House bill right now.
Yeah, because there's lots of underlining on the House bill. The only thing that's underlined on our bylaws are each section heading.
So the bylaws, all of that is pretty much housekeeping the way it sounds, plus, like you said, putting in print in the bylaws the dates of the meetings. So we're covered if, now does that cover us in case, I don't know, for some reason we don't put a published date out there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I would still want to put that out, but yeah, if we for some reason fail to do so, and then yeah, that would cover us under RCW 1710. I think that we're just looking for ways to streamline it, make it more direct. You know, I don't think a lot of people would read our bylaws, but again, you know, it satisfies the requirements under RCW 1710.
Right, as long as we're satisfied under 1710. Yeah, I don't see us making any mistakes, but I do see a newspaper or somebody not dropping or not putting it out. So, yeah, that all sounds good to me. So we would need a, if I'm not hearing any other discussion, I would need a motion to approve the bylaw update or... Well, a motion to approve.
Well, this is Bill. A motion to approve the changes to the weed board.
Okay. Lisa, a second.
And Lisa, a second. Okay. So we have a motion and a second to adopt the proposed update to the bylaws. Any other discussion? Okay, again, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Okay, Justin, we have new bylaws to be typed up and printed out.
Great, okay. I think that the way any modification to the bylaws works is that the final action doesn't happen until the next meeting. So they won't actually be in effect until the next meeting, but it's like you say, it's housekeeping stuff, and really it'll be, I would think, most effective next year when, you know, we we are giving notice again of our scheduled meetings, but yeah, that's technically how it works. Next on our agenda is I wanted to just provide a brief update on the House bill currently been introduced. It's House Bill 1355. This is the same effort that I've been reviewing with you guys before, and that is the bill I'm pretty sure that Randy was looking at there, with the underlining showing the changes. Some of the changes are fairly mundane. There are some places where they're changing the word shall in RCW 1710 to the word must, which seems to, I don't know, carry more force or something. I'm not a lawyer, but that's what it seems like. But the most pertinent for the county level change is one that I'm fairly excited about. They're changing the requirement for producing agriculture from four out of the five members to three out of the five members of the county weed boards. And I feel like that would do a pretty good job of keeping up with the times, as it seems like there are fewer and fewer people who produce agriculture, but, you know, we still have five districts to fill, and it's been pretty difficult, well, as long as I remember, as being with the... well, being with this department of actually filling those slots. The most recent recruitment lasted quite a while, and we had some times where we were in danger of not having a quorum. So I'm excited for that update. I did link, or I did email you guys that bill. It's also available online if you want to check up on the summary page so you can see as it goes through or fails to go through. Hopefully it goes through. But that's really all that I felt like was pertinent for you guys. And some of the proposed stuff from before has not made it through. There was one that was in the Senate, and it didn't make it through. But this is the most recent number. That's the most recent place where they have it. It's just been introduced, and so... it's still in the House. It's just introduced. It's not in committee or on the floor or passed or anything like that. So just starting out. And if you guys have any questions on that, then I'd be happy to ask my contacts at the state weed board about anything like that. I don't really know much more than just reading it, reading myself like all you guys would do. Anybody have any questions?
You said on the local board it's going from 4 to 3?
That's correct, yeah.
And what section is that one in? Do you have that offhand? I got section 2, we're talking about the state board, going from 3 to 4.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. Just a second. I'll pull it up. So section 4 is county. Let's see. No, that's not it. There it goes. Okay. So it's section 3, line 12.
Okay.
And on the PDF version that I'm looking at, it looks like that's page number 4.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I got that. I was listening to that one. Okay.
All right.
So we don't need to do anything on that. That's just what's in the state right now, and unless we want to fight something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. If you wanted to weigh in on that, I'd be happy to pass along your comments or concerns or anything like that.
I have none. I'm not hearing any from other board members. Bill's usually got something going.
Bill's sitting here reading something else, I'm fine with what you guys are talking about there. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we'll sit on that and watch and see what happens. Just want to keep it appraised of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So then on the public hearing, I presume I'm going to recess the board meeting and open the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody to give testimony about the listed noxious weeds. So we'll do that now.
Great, okay. Chris, did we have any late entries for any written testimony?
I did not get anything.
Okay.
I'll just double check one last time to make sure, but nope. Nothing.
Okay, so there's nothing for me to read. If we did receive any written testimony, I would read it to you guys. Since we don't have any members of the public on the phone call.
Yeah. Okay, so no members of the public and no written testimony coming in. I will close the public hearing and reopen the weed board meeting. And I guess we'll continue on and go to item 6, adopt the Clark County noxious weed list. Comments on that from Justin and then the board?
Okay, yeah. So this morning I emailed you guys what's been called, what the state calls the foundational weed list, which basically lays out the weeds that are already required for control at the state level, the Class A and the Class B weeds that are required from the state. And then also it has the optional weeds that the county has the option to designate or not designate as they see fit. So we have optional Class B and optional Class C. And as before, I've highlighted in yellow the designated weeds from the previous year. The state has made some housekeeping changes. There's a lot of scientific names that have changed so that everybody's kind of on the same page of which species you're talking about. And the list that I emailed you reflects those changes. And they've added Turkish thistle to the Class A list. They've designated wild chervil for Clark County at the state level. All of our neighboring counties have wild chervil designated as well at the state level. And then you have the B and C weeds as we have designated them before. And this is where we get to make the choices. And usually it seems like I make a comment about butterfly bush and shiny geranium. Both of those species are marked with a kind of a double asterisk there. Butterfly bush is specially designated so that it's only designated when it's within 100 feet of a natural water body, naturally, you know, flowing stream or river or whatever, except not the Columbia River. And shiny geranium has kind of a long form designation, but think that what we've said in the past is it's designated where it's going to impact sensitive habitat lands, and it's sort of been one of those gray areas where it's designated so that we can make sure nobody's letting it go crazy, but we haven't done a lot with it since it's quite escaped, and it's kind of the cat's out of the bag on that one. Other than that, the designations as they appear are pretty straightforward. Canada thistle and bull thistle are both ones that we have designated in the case that they impact agriculture because they can. Usually we provide education and outreach, and I think that's pretty much all I want to say about all that. Otherwise, they're pretty straightforward. Oh, except for mention Japanese knotweed and Bohemian knotweed. We have those designated not because we would ever try to enforce them everywhere. There's a lot in downtown Vancouver. It's just in urban areas. Lots and lots of what I would call upland knotweed. But it's designated so that when we do our work along the East Fork and the North Fork and the Washougal, if we ever were to have a landowner that would, you know, completely shut us down, not help us out in any way and not attempt to control, that we would be able to require control as part of our grant work as well. They need us to be able to get the work done and not have a holdup in that situation. So as is pretty common across Washington, those are designated as well. But we only really focus requirement efforts on, like I say, riparian areas along the rivers streams. But that's it.
Okay. Any questions from the board to Justin on what's going on there with the certifications? And if I'm not hearing any, then I guess we need a motion to adopt the noxious weed list with Clark County again?
Actually, if I could put in one more thing. This is Justin. I just wanted to mention we have had some interest from members of the public about two species, indigo bush, which is one we find invading riparian areas a lot of times on the Columbia River and Vancouver Lake, and also curly leaf pondweed. Those are both ones that we've had people express concern over. Since they didn't put in any public comment, then I figured I'd at least mention that. But yeah, they didn't really show up and make the case for it, so just thought I'd make a mention.
How would you go about adding something to the list?
Yeah, that's a good question. To get a new species added on to the list is actually done at the state level. You would need to follow all their procedures and submit it to the state weed board. The excellent website NWCB for Noxious Weed Control Board .wa.gov has that process as far as what you would need to do to submit. If you go to the part on that website that says participate in the listing process, that's under the weed laws tab, then it's got that whole process down. And you basically just click the button that says submit a request, and it has a little form that actually sends an email. And yeah, it goes to the state Noxious Weed Control Board. We don't have the option to require for control something that's not listed at the state level. Probably, if it's of local concern, then it would appear as a Class C weed. That's happened in the past. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Comments on the list or a motion to adopt?
Yeah, it's all moved.
Okay. I'll make the second then. We have a motion and a second to adopt the noxious weed list as presented. Any other questions, discussion? Again, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Okay, we have a new weed list for 2021. Item 7, any items to be brought forward from the board? All's quiet. No additional discussion or anything. I'll move on to the next board meeting, which is scheduled for May 3rd. Same time, same place, looks like.
Think so.
Yeah, looking likely.
Looking likely. So, hearing nothing there other than May 3rd. I will wish everybody a good spring and adjourn the meeting.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Bill.